Broadcasting live from the Atlanta Tech Village in Atlanta, Georgia, for Neuro Launch Demo Day, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for joining us today. We're broadcasting live from the Neuro Launch Demo Day. You're listening to This Just In, and we're broadcasting live from the Atlanta Tech Village. We have a great run of show, a whole senior pod of CEOs and founders and just investors, and just a very exciting day here. So my next guest is Bill Yonker, CEO of 45 Degrees Health. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for having me.
I truly appreciate you taking the time to be on the show and certainly joining all the festivities down here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun. I think people are starting to pour in. It looks like we're going to have a good crowd and a lot of good energy going, so it should be a fun afternoon.
So now, are you presenting here today?
I am presenting, yeah. So I'm part of one of the portfolio companies, one of the batch companies, Batch 2 of NeuroLaunch. And so I think we'll open up with a few others, and then the five of us will give our little five-minute presentation about our company and the progress we've made throughout the summer.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit about that on the air right now. And it's kind of funny that we put people on live radio before they went on to present their startups to a whole group of people. You couldn't put any more pressure on
somebody.
It's great. But if you can make it through this, you can make it through almost anything, I think. So tell us about 45 Degree Health.
Right. So 45 Degrees Health is using wearable and smartphone technology to help patients recover from concussion. Concussion is kind of a hot topic these days. It's hard to pick up a newspaper or read something online without seeing it in the headlines. A lot of that comes from the NFL and some of the long-term effects that people are worried about. You know, there's kind of some indication that maybe there's some long-term effects, but the science isn't really there as of yet. And so what we're really focused on is in the acute period. So if you've been diagnosed with a single concussion, what's kind of the protocol you go through? And the reason why we're interested in this is because I've gone through it myself many a times. And the last time I had a concussion, I ended up having a really long recovery period. And that was frustrating enough that I decided to do some research and try to develop something that could provide a better standard of care for patients.
Oh, that's terrific. So what are the one or two things that that you feel that you need to have your company thrive? I mean, obviously, NeuroLaunch is going to give you a lot of tools, but what are the one or two things that you feel that you need?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, you and I met earlier this summer, and we talked about it then, and it's still probably the number one thing is really developing a team. This area is kind of a wild west right now. There's not really a clear clinical pathway for this. So part of that is aligning with the right people, both on the medical side and the technology side, to make sure that we're building a solution that is going to be used and is going to be used in the right way and does what it says it's going to do. So we've made some good progress on that this summer. We've been bringing in some clinical advisors, both locally and back in Boston, where I'm from. And then we're also starting to build out our technology team. But that's really going to be the focus going forward.
I love all this talk about Boston. It's my hometown as well. And my last guest
Amherst,
to you.
Right?
That's right, Amherst. Smart man. And I know your company is going to do well. Like I mentioned during our first meeting, I brought it to Steven Jackson, NFL player. He liked the idea. He was very fortunate that he had no concussions in his career, and he's one of my best friends, and so I'm glad to hear that he's not having any issues there. But he loved the idea.
Yeah.
So I know that you're onto something, and he did offer up however he can help. He will do it.
That's great. I think if you're playing in the NFL, you're obviously aware of this. And
yeah,
I think one of the nice things, those guys, they're on top of it. They don't hit a lot in practice.
Right.
They also do a lot of strength training beforehand. So they're actually in a better position to be preventatively protected from it. Whereas in some of the younger ages, it's kind of a bigger problem. But that's great. Great to hear he's excited about it.
Very. So what is the best way for the audience to stay just kind of up to date on what you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a website. It's 45degreeshealth.com. So the number 45 and then spelt out degreesinhealth.com. It's pretty bare bones at the minute, but part of as we finish up this program, we'll be making that a little more engaging and making sure to do some updates there. And you can also leave an email address there as well, so we can send you updates throughout the year as we progress along.
Well, awesome. Congratulations on the initial momentum, Bill. And I'm glad you joined us on the air today. Bill Yonker, CEO of 45 Degrees Health. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Justin.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.